the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terence fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him, and everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode under the title of Knowing the Imam of Time. But first, and as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today's Sunday is the 12th of Shaban, 1444, of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Isfand, 1401, of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of March, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Ibrahim from the Holy Quran, verse 5, and inshallah after that we find the important point of this ayah. Please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa laqad arsalna Musa biayatina an akhrij qaumaka minadh-dhulumati ilan-nuri وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ.
And we certainly sent Moses with our signs, saying, Bring out your people from darknesses into the light and remind them of the days of Allah. Indeed, in that are signs for everyone patient and grateful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Each day, which marks the beginning of a new chapter and provides an instructive lesson for men, and has witnessed the emergence or the uprising of a prophet, or has witnessed the downfall of an unruly despot or pharaoh, is considered as the day of Allah. A tradition quoted from Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, indicates that he remarked, "The days of Allah refer to the day on which the uprising of the promised Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, takes place, and to the day of return to life, as well as the Resurrection Day."
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minin. Wa ma ana alaykum bihafidh.
Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya. Ya Zahra, biya, 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 biya.
This is today's special and Knowing the Imam of the Time. It is a mandatory to know the Imam of Time, that people are not helpless in the manner of discarding the obedience of the true Imam, that the one who dies without knowing the Imam of Time will die a death of disbelief and hypocrisy. It must be understood that among the Shias, the confession of belief in the Imam is one of the principles of faith, and that the one who discards it will be in the hereafter with the disbelievers and the polytheists. It should also be known that in the worldly affairs they are being dealt with like Muslims. But those who display and express enmity against Ahlul Bayt are considered like disbelievers in the matter of worldly affairs.
The
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the knowledge of the present Imam. In a hadith, we have Man mata wa lam ya'raf imam zamanihi mata mitatan jahiliyah. A person who has passed away and he had no idea of who is his imam of the time, he is as if passed away in the death of ignorance and jahiliyah. What does it mean? Actually, after submitting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing in the messengership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our first duty is to know the imam of our time. This is not something that specifically belongs to the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. No, this hadith has been even mentioned in different sources of the different schools of thoughts and different denominations in Islam, in Islam world. This matter can be studied from three aspects: the reality of knowing the imam first, and second, the importance of knowing the imam from a hadithi point of view, and the third is this aspect and this perspective, that why knowledge of the imam is necessary for us. Knowledge or ma'rifah means to be acquainted with someone or something. For example, the knowledge of the Prophet means studying his biography, understanding his claim of a prophethood, his aim and his teachings, and etc. To know the history of a person, his ideas and teachings, means to have knowledge of him. The first duty of a Shia or of a Muslim or of a duty bound, according to the ahadith and narrations of the imams, is to know the imam of their time.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every.
This part will look at different aspects of preparation for coming of Imam of Time. And first preparation is cultural and mental preparation. For this preparation, minds and thoughts must improve to a high enough level to recognize that race, color, nationality, geographical distances, language differences, customs, and the like are not so considerable that humanity should be separated along those lines. Tribal prejudice, artificial wire fences, group or party affiliations, and other obstacles between people and civilizations must be abolished. Look at this hadith. Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, says, Al-Qa'im, that means the one who rises up, is from ourselves. His sovereignty will reach the west and the east just as by his hand. Allah will make his religion prevail over all religions. Globalization from the Islamic point of view differs greatly from the non-Islamic one. In the Islamic culture of the global village, the world will have many values based on divine doctrines and principles, and its ruler will be the purest, the bravest, the most resolute, and the most sympathetic of all. In the Western culture of the global village, on the contrary, the state of affairs run otherwise.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you. as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our Savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
This is today's special and our role as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. One of our roles is purifying our hearts. One of the most important things we need to do during the period of occultation of the Imam is to make our best effort to become the best people we can be. We cannot be receptive to the Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, if our hearts are not pure. We should at the very least do our best to stay away from committing sins. If our hearts are not sincere, we will not be worthy of our Imam's service, nor will he accept it from us if we are filled with sins and unable to receive his teachings. To be in the company of the Imam, peace be upon him, we can take lessons from the companions of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam al-Hussein said, I'm not aware of any companions more faithful and honest than my companions. They were known for their ethics, loyalty, courage, and a strong love for Allah and the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny.
In the era of the occultation, the ghaiba of our 12th Imam, as we have heard in the hadith, that one who dies not knowing the Imam of his time dies the death of the pre-Islamic era, the era of Jahiliyyah, we realize that the Imam of our time is present, he is living, and we have responsibilities to know him and to follow the injunctions which we have in place for us. We put everything aside for what they would request from us. We give them preference in every aspect of our lives. And obviously when I say that we give them preference, we obviously realize that whatever they would ask us to do is nothing other than a commandment of Allah. So giving the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt priority means that we are giving the Rasul of Allah priority, and that means ultimately we're giving Allah priority and preference within our lives. And obviously we have to realize that, or when we do realize that, you know, we all lead busy lives. We have careers, we have maybe school that we go to, we have extracurricular activities. But none of these should ever preclude us from, our obligations to the religion. There's a time for work, obviously, and there's a time for prayer. There's a time to go to school, there's a time to perform our obligations. There's even time for sports, entertainment, movies, having fun, going to the park, going on vacation, and there's a time to fulfill all the obligations that Allah has upon us. Allahumma.
Brothers and sisters, we reach to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah. حتى تسكنه
food for thought.
Salam, everybody, and let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Prophet's vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. A wise man first thinks and then speaks, and a fool speaks first and then thinks.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the importance of having a profession. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad says, "Inna Allah ta'ala yuhibbul abdal mu'min al muhtarif." Truly Allah loves the servant who is faithful and engaged in a profession, right? Having a job, having a profession, having a means by through which one acquires lawful and legitimate sustenance and pay and wages. This is one of the virtues of a believer, and it's something which is very important and leads to the acquisition of the love of God. In another hadith, it's been narrated, this hadith has been narrated in the book Al-Khisal, that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam looked at a man who pleased him, he used to ask, "Does he have a profession? هَلْ لَهُ هِرْفَةٌ? If they said no, he would say, he has lost his worth in my eyes. Then they would then ask, O Messenger of Allah, why is that? He would reply, because when the believer has no profession, he subsists off of his religion, meaning he uses his religion to acquire money, and this is not something which is desirable. In another hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, undertake yourselves to trading, for there lies therein your independence from what others possess. And verily Allah, mighty and exalted, loves the trustworthy servant who is engaged in a profession. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once asked one of his companions about his means of income. He said, may I be your ransom? I have given up trading. The Imam asked, why? And he answered, I am waiting for this rule, the reign of your government. Meaning he said that, I'm waiting for you to revolt and to begin your revolution and take the reins of the government. When you do, obviously you're going to, take care of your followers. I'm waiting for that time. The time has come. It's very soon. The Imam said, that is strange coming from you. Your wealth will perish. Do not abandon trading and seek out the bounty of God. Open your door and exhibit your goods and seek out the sustenance of your Lord. This is a very important and a necessary virtue that we should acquire. A lot of people who somehow think that becoming religious and pious absolves one of the need of working or seeking out a profession. It's very interesting to note that one time somebody said that one time one of the imams asked about a person who he had not seen for a while. The people said that he has taken up worship of Allah and has forgotten everybody. So the imam said, how does he procure his sustenance? So the people said, his brother gives him, brings him money and brings him things so that he can survive. So the Imam said, that means that his brother is a better person and more virtuous than him. This is something to think about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of a profession in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We are here, alhamdulillah, with you again with another Quranic session. Inshallah, today with brothers Fawad, Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir, we will work on Ayah 15 of Surah Ali Imran on page 51. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, Salaamu Alaikum, and are you ready to start?
Yes.
Okay. So, brothers and sisters, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. And in case you had any question, you can ask us on IRIB English Radio, parstoday.ir. So now we will first and foremost listen to the recitation of this ayah and then we will continue our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'unabbi'ukum bi khayrin min dhalikum lilladhina attaqaw 'inda rabbihim jannat. جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد.
That was a nice recitation. Now I think everybody here wants to recite, yes?
Yes.
Okay, let's practice. Brothers and sisters, please have your Quran with you. Page 51, Ayah 15 of Surah Ali Imran. I will recite once. Brothers here will practice and repeat after me. Make sure you do the same. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل أأنبئكم بخير من ذلكم
قل أأنبئكم بخير من ذلكم
للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها
للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها
وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله
خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله
والله بصير بالعباد
والله بصير بالعباد
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله Almighty bless you inshallah. Allah Almighty in this ayah says, قُلْ say, أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Shall I inform you of something better than that? Better than what? In the previous ayah, in ayah 14, Allah Almighty said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا. So Allah Almighty talks about what? About متاع الحياة الدنيا. The things that only and only you can have in this world, and you cannot have them with you in hereafter. Like the wife that you have, she will not help you in the hereafter. She has nothing to do with you in the day of judgment. Okay, she is dealing with her own business, right? The children that you have, the money that you have, yes? the lands that you have, the products, whatever you have, okay? Whatever you have, they will not help you for sure. In case, yeah, you have done something good with them, like you donated charity, yes? You paid zakat, paid khums, yeah, of course they might give you some reward, yes? But totally, these things are for this world, okay? And Allah Almighty said, "Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab." There are a lot of people, okay, that they are loving these things. They love their... We don't say we should not love our family. We should love our family. But there is another type of love that we are completely... how do you say that? You can't even think of Allah Almighty. You can't even think of another things, okay? So these are not okay. Yes, these are mata'ul hayat ad-dunya. And Allah Almighty says, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلْكُمْ. Shall I inform you of something better than that? Better than mata'ul hayat ad-dunya? Fawad? Shall I inform you? Allah Almighty says, لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. For those who are God-fearing, for those who have taqwa, what is there? Better thing? عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ. You'll have gardens, you'll have a lot of gardens in the heaven, okay? Which are eternal, which are everlasting. They are not just for some, like for 3 months, for 3 years, for 10 years. No, forever, okay? The garden that you have in this world, you will have this, for example, for 80 years, for 50 years, yes? But the gardens in the heaven, you will have them for? Ever, everlasting. So, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ. What type of jannat? This type of jannat. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Okay? That there are like, what? There are like rivers, like waterfalls, okay, they have. Jannat, okay? مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Look, what do we say? Anhar, okay? There are not only anhar, the river of water river, okay? Waterfalls. We have the river like full of ani, yeah. Full of milk.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min faydi diya ayatul.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
We had a translation of this ayah. Inshallah, I want you to go to the tafsir book, inshallah. Refer to the tafsir book for more explanation for the tafsir interpretation, inshallah. Okay, Hassan, Hussein.
Yes.
So, now we will move on with the important tajweed rules we'll mention, inshallah. The first one, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ. The two hamza, yes? أَأُ.
Yes.
There is a waw actually, awuwa, we have to say, yeah? But you say that the waw is just a base for hamza, a chair or a base for hamza. And you have to pronounce the hamza, not waw. Alif is also like there. Alif is just a base for hamza. Okay? So you have to pronounce the hamza.
Yes.
A-u, not awu. A-u-nab. And it's a bit difficult to pronounce, yeah? A-u. Not for us, okay? For the non-Arabic speakers, like for those who even don't know Persian. Okay, for English speakers, maybe this will be a bit difficult. Hamza, Ayn, Ghain. Hamza might not be that much difficult, but it is sometimes, okay? Because they might get it wrong with Ayn. These are difficult, the differences. So, أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَٰلِكُمْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ. There is a meme, there is a ba. If you listen to the recitation, they will recite this way. أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ كُمْ. There is an ikhfa sound.
Yes.
كُمْ. Look, you don't hear the meme completely. It's hidden, yes? Right? There was one rule. If you have meme sakin plus ba,
it's ikhfa.
Ikhfa. If you have noon sakin plus ba,
iqlab.
Iqlab. So this is meme sakin plus ba, ikhfa. Hide the sound of meme. قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. Ikhfa also has the nasal sound with it.
Yes.
Also for two counts. Got it? Prolong it for two counts. بِخَيْرٍ تَنْوِين plus meme. If you listen, they will read it this way. بِخَيْرٍ instead of رِن, رِم. What is this rule?
إِدْغَام.
إِدْغَام, merging. You merge and you produce a nasal sound also. بِخَيْرٍ مِن ذَلِكُم مِن. You don't hear the noon completely. إِخْفَى. You hide the sound of noon. مِن ذَلِكُم. Right? جيم on the top. The baby جيم tells you, Ali Nasser, it is
جائز.
جائز to do what?
You can stop or continue.
You can stop or continue. That's it. لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Make sure that we have this word a lot, okay? اتَّقَوْا. اتَّقُوا. اتَّقَوْا means for those who are God-fearing. For those who perform taqwa, okay? Practice taqwa. اتَّقُوا means practice taqwa. You. It's an order, command. Okay? اتَّقُوا. اتَّقَوْا. اتَّقَوْا is past. اتَّقُوا is command. Amr. فِعْلُ الْأَمْرِ. Okay? عند ربهم عند نون ساكن plus دال
إخفاء
hide the sound ra ربهم ربهم
heavy
تفخيم
رب تفخيم الراء ما شاء الله ربهم جنات جن نون مشدد nasal sound تن تنوين plus تاء
إخفاء
إخفاء جنات تجري تجري قلقلة bounce the sound, echo the sound. تجري من حسن
إخفاء
hide the sound again. من تحتها الهاء ألف مد it has plus أن الأنهار starts with همزة الوصل so you skip همزة الوصل plus skip the
مد
ألف مد directly join the هاء to
لام
تحتها الأنهار أنهار إظهار right you don't have to hide the sound of noon أنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة جم إخفاء إدغام sorry ورضوان إدغام من الله لام is pronounced heavily والله بصير بالعباد right والله بصير بالعباد okay
yes.
Allah
yes.
is pronounced heavily basirun tanween plus ba
اقلاب
tanween plus ba or noon sakin plus ba اقلاب that's all so brothers and sisters please practice well inshallah the tajweed rules time and again listen to this session if you didn't if you forgot to note some of the points we mentioned the important tajweed rules inshallah we hope you recite it the best way with tajweed rules inshallah And for the explanation of this ayah, I want you to refer to the tafsir books like Tafsir Namuna, Tafsir Majma'ul Bayan, Tafsir Al-Mizan, and the rest of tafsir. Okay, inshallah. I want you to refer to learn more. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Don't forget to include us in your prayers in this holy month of Sha'ban. And inshallah, I hope you take advantages of this important, this valuable time, inshallah, timings, inshallah. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, if you have any questions?
No.
Thank you so much. Let's recommend our brothers and sisters to stay with IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, will be here at the same time. Have a nice time. See you. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International School. And goodbye. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل الفرج
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور الصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyah. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Great Whispered Prayer, of Sha'baniyah. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. Except when you awaken me for your grace because of your love and your favor. In this regard, we were discussing the concept of Tawfiqullah, one of the most important aspects of which is mahabbah and love of the Almighty Allah. We said that in the Holy Quran, in the traditions, we have many different wide range of elements involved that could be embarked on in the path of salvation, in the path of reaching the Almighty Allah for the wayfarers. But the most important of these elements is the element of love and mahabba for the Almighty Allah. Now, we said that as the traditions suggest, this is the most important one, the most powerful one, and this is actually by far the one that could be counted as the most firm one. Now, the kind of sweetness and yearning and eagerness that is caused by worshipping the Almighty Allah out of love is indescribable. Indeed, such a sweetness and pleasure dwells in the hearts of the friends and awliyaullah, It is not something which occurs to them at times and goes away at other times. When the sweetness of the love of the Almighty Allah sits and settles in the heart of a person, then such a heart is the one inhabited by the love of the Almighty Allah. And Allah shall never punish such kind of heart that is inhabited by His love. And the kind of heart that has tasted the sweetness of His love. This is so important that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, by Your might and glory, I have loved You with a love whose sweetness has settled in my heart. And the hearts of those who confess Your oneness cannot believe that You hate Your lovers.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. Hafaftahu bi-rahmati wa-ridwan. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
About the importance of this issue, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, regarding this steady and established state of the divine love, he says, by Your might, O my master, O Allah, even if You drive me away, I will not leave Your door, and I will not cease to compliment You because of what I have come to know of Your generosity and kindness. This Imam has understood the depth and true meaning of Almighty Allah's mahabba, the meaning of Almighty Allah's love. He has understood what kindness and generosity the Almighty Allah possesses. And this is such a servant that even that says, he himself says, O Allah, even if You drive me away, I will not leave Your door. I will not cease to compliment You, even if I see You driving me away. This is one of the most eloquent expressions describing the profundity of love and its abiding in the heart of the servant. such that it would not disappear from it or change, even if his master were to drive him away and distance him from his proximity, from his door, from his mercy. And far it is from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he should do that with a servant in whose heart his love has dwelt. When a true servant experiences the taste of love of the Almighty Allah and the pleasure of intimacy with him, he would not prefer anything over him. And Imam Zayn al-Abidin, the leader of the lovers, says, O Allah, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love, then wanted another in place of you? And who can have become intimate with your nearness, then sought removal from you? So the reason behind the difference of the people in relations to their goals and views about life, it could be, or at least to a great extent, is that they are deprived of the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. Otherwise, those who have experienced such a pleasure do not seek anything else in their lives after that kind of experience. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, I have a very special guest speaker, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam.